Hey, everybody, welcome back. Last half hour, second hour, half hour of hour number three here on this Monday 5/5/25 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Well, a lot of talking going on with various people about potentially running for the U.S. Senate. As we know right now, Mike Rogers getting a ton of endorsements from Washington insiders has already announced his second run for the U.S. Senate. Well, one U.S. congressman from Michigan that is considering it, and this is going to absolutely blow up Dave Ageman's mind when he hears this, U.S. Congressman Bill Huizenga, Republican from Zeeland, is in discussions with various people about consulting him in a potential 2026 U.S. Senate bid, and speculation about his possible entrance into the race continues. 2 weeks ago, Huizenga posted on social media that he was being encouraged by the outreach and calls I received both before and after the Senate leadership's announcement. After 25 years without a conservative voice in the Senate, Michigan needs someone who can win in order to fight for our state, fight for small businesses, and fight for President Trump's agenda. With the filing deadline nearly a year away, Team Huizenga has raised more than $925,000. I will continue to talk with the voters and ask them who they believe is the best candidate for the Republicans to nominate to elect and serve Michigan in the U.S. Senate. Republicans haven't had a U.S. Senator from Michigan since former U.S. Senator Spence Abraham lost in 2000. 25 years. Meanwhile, the only big-name Republican seeking the nomination at this point is former U.S. Representative Mike Rogers, who is trying to Bigfoot his way into another uncontested primary. Friday, Rogers' campaign announced that the first 2 weeks of their campaign kickoff tour has had him at five events across the state, starting in Macomb County. The Rogers camp went as far as to post professionally produced videos from each of his events. Macomb County, Kent County, Midland County, Kalamazoo County, and his fifth event in Lapeer. Our team is energized by the outpouring of support we received so far across the state on our campaign kickoff tour, Rogers said in his press release. We are excited to see so many of the friends who have supported us for years, as well as many new faces who are fired up to flip this Senate seat. Team Rogers is growing fast, and with the grit and dedication of our supporters across the state, that momentum is only building. Michigan, let's get to work. That's his slogan for this year's campaign. Okay, Mike. Sorry, dude. Not excited about your race. Not excited about you running again in any way, shape, or form. Somebody else has got to do it. Well, in other Senate news, Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed is scheduled to host a Saturday rally in Detroit with Wayne County Executive Warren Evans. State Representative Jimmy Wilson of Ypsilanti, Alabas Fairhat, State Representative from Dearborn, Dylan Wegla of Garden City, and former Rep. Yosef Rabai. Later in the day, he'll be in Flint with the Flint Mayor Sheldon Neely, Flint Councilman Leon Elami, and other local organizers. Did you guys see the hit piece that came out on Abdul El-Sayed? He's received most of his money from owning a pharmaceutical research company. While running that company, they were doing testing on dogs. One of the facilities that his company was leasing had over 150 cages of dogs in them. This is disgusting, folks. What I'm about to say is just pure evil. 150 dogs in cages. Well, when he closed the company, they turned off the lights. They turned off the heat. They turned off the water and left those dogs in those cages. Somebody blew the whistle on them. Animal control went over to the building and found these dogs severely dehydrated, starving to death in their cages. Abdul El-Sayed. Sorry, dude. Not interested in supporting you in any way, shape, or form. And I don't think people should go to his rallies in Detroit and in Flint. When I saw that video, it was a one-minute commercial. Somebody's going to be running it against them. I was just so, it was so despicable. And they didn't even show the worst of it. Some of these dogs, 25, 30, 40 pounders, were down to 10 pounds. Many of them had to be euthanized. That's how bad it was. And this guy wants to be a U.S. senator. Yeah. Not going to happen. Well, getting back to our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Legal records have shown that she's been involved in 69 election-related lawsuits during her 6 years tenure as Secretary of State. More than the past four Secretary of States combined. This is according to data compiled by the Legislative Service Bureau at a request of State Representative Steve Cara. Benson has won 57 of the 69, lost 7, and had basically mixed results in the others. Cara's request of the data was to verify the suspicion that Benson has been on the losing end of more lawsuits than her 5 previous Secretary of States. That, in fact, ended up being accurate if Benson's losses are added to the outcomes with the mixed results. Benson, in the 12 cases, while former Secretary of State Richard Austin and James Hare both only had 10. So it's very interesting and not surprising what Steve Cara was focusing on when he put out a press release on Friday calling her a serial election lawsuit loser. In his press release, State Representative Cara said Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson violated poll challengers' rights, illegally relaxed the signature verification process, has firmly established her as a serial election lawsuit loser. It is clear from her record that Secretary Benson is purposeful in her efforts to use the office of Secretary of State to push the envelope as far as she can, right to the tip of the scale in favor of Democrats, which has made our elections ripe for fraud and abuse. Well, of course, Benson's team saw the numbers differently. Her spokesperson, Angela Benander, said, "We appreciate Representative Cara taking the time to remind Michiganders of Secretary Benson's extraordinary record of legal victories protecting Michigan's secure and accessible elections, where she won 57 out of 69 cases." Pretty interesting. Well, a chart came out, a picture, and it shows very clearly the number of wins she had definitely was 57 out of a total of 69. But if you do the math, she's lost more than Ruth Johnson, Terry Lynn Land, Candace Miller, Richard Austin, and James Hare. Pretty interesting. So, documenting this information, getting it out there, pretty interesting heading into this race for U.S. Senate, governor's race, all of these different things that they're potentially getting involved in. Democrats running for U.S. Senate, coming out of the gate with some questionable candidates, and now Benson being looked at as she's running for governor. We'll see if any of the other candidates running, Garland Gilchrist, Lieutenant Governor, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, let's see how they respond to this story. It's going to be very, very interesting. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today here on this Monday. I want to give you guys an update on our legal defense fund. We are being sued, myself personally, my wife, Victoria Bishop, this show, Your Defending Fathers, as well as her company, Michigan Broadcasters LLC, which owns 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Talk to the lawyer. How much money are we going to need? Adam said, Randy, at a minimum, $22,000 will probably get you the trial. By the time we're through the trial, you're looking at about $25,000. Vicky and I talked about it. We prayed about it. We said, we can't do this. This will bankrupt the radio station. We don't have $25,000 to spend defending ourselves to protect my First Amendment rights of things that I said on this show. So we created a give, send, go. And out of the $25,000 goal so far, we've raised 10%, $2,500 from 26 different donations. So we're averaging right around $100. Some people have been able to afford more. Some have afforded less. But we greatly, greatly appreciate and thank you guys for helping us out. The Give, Send, Go is Defend WCHY Radio Station. If you text me legal, I'll send you the link and you can read the story there. Title of it is Defend Trucker Randy's First Amendment Rights. Christian conservative talk show, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan are all being sued by Thomas Moran and his company, Moran Ironworks, hereafter referred to as Moran, located in Onaway, Michigan. The lawsuit filed by Moran claims that the talk show host, Trucker Randy Bishop, said things about Moran that he knew were not true when he said them on his radio show. Trucker Randy totally denies these claims made by Moran and was forced to hire an attorney, Adam Florey, with Smith Beauville Law Firm to defend himself, his radio show, as well as his wife, Victoria Bishop, and her company, Michigan Broadcasters LLC, who owns 97.7 FM WCHY in Sheboygan, Michigan. If funds are not raised sufficient to defend against these false claims made by Moran and his company, Trucker Randy's First Amendment rights may be permanently silenced and the radio station may be forced off the air. Please donate whatever you can afford to help defend against these false claims. Help us defend ourselves from the lawfare tactics being used by Moran to take, quote, Trucker Randy off the air and to bankrupt the radio station. We actually have a recorded phone conversation between Moran and Dr. Jeff of the Sioux Animal Hospital where he said exactly that. We believe everyone's First Amendment rights are protected and guaranteed in our U.S. Constitution. Help us defend these rights and continue to provide Michigan news and Michigan politics and the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll. Thank you very much for your donation, and may God continue to bless you and your family, and please pray for us. Signed, Trucker Randy Bishop, your Defending Fathers radio show, Victoria Bishop, owner of Michigan Broadcasters, LLC, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. If you don't want to make a donation online, checks can be mailed out and mailed to Michigan Broadcasters, LLC, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49615. When we get the checks at the post office box, I bring them back, deposit them into Michigan Broadcasters, LLC account with Vicki. She actually processes the checks as she's logged into her bank account, and we are able to post your checks on the Give, Send, Go website. Tim Tarjeff, very generous donation by check, $300. Others have donated large amounts. Others have donated less. But all those checks do get posted on the donation so you can see the goal right now, exactly today, this moment, 10% of the way there. $2,500 donated so far out of $25,000. Please donate whatever you can. Share the information. When you text me legal, I'll send you the information. Again, if you can't afford to donate, please text me legal anyway. I'll send you the information, and then you can pass it on to other people that you think might be able to donate and help us out. Again, we hate to do this, but we're being honest with you folks. We cannot afford to defend this frivolous lawfare tactic that Moran is doing to us. We need your help, and we're being honest, and we are going to share all the information as it comes in. Thank you very much. We greatly appreciate the help. Lastly, we are down to 11 rear window stickers. I looked in the box this morning out of 1,000. We're down to 11. If you can't donate to the Legal Defense Fund, at least put a rear window sticker on your vehicle in the listing area and drive around town and give us some visibility for others to listen to the station, listen to the show. Text me your name and address and how many stickers you need, and I'll get them out to you. Thank you guys so very much. Now we head back to the memories of the music from the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a magnificent Monday, God willing. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll